I was going to go to university, but a friend of mine who was really excited about joining the Royal Navy at the time persuaded me to go with him to meet a recruiter. And the recruiter offered me the opportunity to go to university with a little bit of money from the Navy called a bursary. So I went through the recruiting process, got offered the bursary, and then failed to get the A-levels to go to do the course I wanted to do. And I was about to give up everything when the Navy got in touch with my headmaster and suggested that rather than go through university, go straight to Dartmouth as a midshipman. At a direct entry midshipman, as they say it those days. It excited me that the option was there for potentially a new career that I dabbled with but I wasn't certain about. So I grabbed it and went. And it was a whole new world for me, completely.
What was the biggest challenge you faced when you joined up?
Well, first of all, it was living away from home. Like most students nowadays, you move away from home for the first time. So the biggest challenge was moving away from home and then the separation. The only way of really communicating with people behind was through letters. So you wrote a lot of letters. By the time I left my seagoing career, I could actually ring home from the phone by the side of my bunk or send an email straight away. So communication has got so much better.
What were the living conditions like?
Living conditions are improving now. When I first joined, tight tin boxes with between 15 and 60 people living in them, and they were on three-tier bunks. So effectively, most of the time, the beds were folded up and people just sat around, and in the evening, everything was dropped down and you could go to sleep. It was not unpleasant. You took your showers, you had your showers, you had your canteen to eat, you were most of the time warm and dry, most of the time, and you had somewhere to sleep. I think the biggest challenge is that you're living with people the whole time. You can't escape people, there's no privacy. But you get acclimatised to that over the years. If you have a row with someone, you've got to see them the next day. You've got to see them in an hour's time. You might be sleeping opposite them. You might be sharing workspace with them. So most sailors are very tolerant of each other and their failings.
Do you think you need to be a certain person to join? Like, do you think I could join the Navy?
Yes, absolutely. Most sailors are a little bit extrovert because you have to be, because you're living with very tightly with a group of people. And if you're introverted or take things personally and look inwards, then you're going to find it a little bit difficult.
What opportunities has the Navy given you?
The Navy gives you tremendous opportunities. In my 29 years, I've visited over 55 countries. I worked with some amazing people. The Navy sent me to a master's degree, so I now have, very late in life, I've had my university touch, so I've got a master's degree. Been all over the world. I've met some amazing people. I've worked for very senior officers. I've had the privilege of commanding 150 people in a department, being responsible from youngsters all the way up to people my own age. I even went to work for the Prince of Wales for a while. I mean, the most bizarre thing, I think I mentioned to you before we started recording, I've had lunch with Nelson Mandela and the Spice Girls in South Africa in 1997. And it was fabulous. It was an amazing experience. Don't think many people get that chance.